Today's question comes from a Vishal Meral, and he has two parts to a very similar question. And he says, considering our concept of sacred cow, would atheists who maintain a high standard of cow welfare get spiritual benefit, or would it just mean that they are acting based on the mode of goodness? And the second part is that we make the point that respect towards cows is representative of our respect towards nature, especially Mother Earth. Please elaborate on this principle. Is it because we are dependent on cows, the karmic consequence of mistreating them is greater than with other animals, and so special care must be taken? Okay, the first part about our concept of sacred cows. Atheists, do they get spiritual benefit? I'm sure there are exceptions, but unless, or people other than those who have the concept of cow protection that Krishna espouses in the Bhagavad Gita, I doubt that any of them protect cows, high standards of cow welfare. Because cow welfare or the maintenance of cows ultimately results in cow slaughter. That's the only economically feasible way of either having milk at the price that we have at the present time or keeping cows. So cow raising, cow rearing, and so on, the terminology that goes along with that is all ultimately connected to cow slaughter. That some people maintain cows without slaughtering them, keeping them as one would actually a pet, is I have no doubt that there are exceptional cases and that it happens, but it's a really expensive business. It's not like a cow's not like a dog that you just sort of let in the house and he sleeps in a corner somewhere. They're big animals. They require a lot of grooming, keeping, care, and when they don't produce milk, they're unproductive. So they're just an expense. That there are people who are willing to accept that expense, I don't know. And if you maintain a cow, no matter what standard, whether you have free-ranging cows or cows under other circumstances, if ultimately you're maintaining them to slaughter them, you're a murderer. And that's the karmic reaction that you accept. So there's no question of people getting spiritual benefit, what to speak of people being in the mode of goodness. So cow protection, when properly done, one gets proper benefit by following Krishna's instructions. One gets proper benefit because that's what spiritual benefit is based on. It's based on acting in knowledge, according to the instructions of the Lord and pleasing Him. And when you please Krishna, that's how you advance in spiritual life. Just as a side issue, this concept of karmis or people or even devotees being in the mode of goodness just because they do something good. Say someone doesn't slaughter a cow but maintains a cow. That doesn't put him in the mode of goodness. Or often someone may be a very peaceful person, or say a vegetarian. That doesn't make him in the mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means sattvam sanjayate jnanam. Mode of goodness means knowledge and acting on knowledge. So when you know that you're not this body, when you know that you're spirit soul, when you know that God is the supreme person, or at least that you have a relationship with a creator, and you act to cultivate knowledge of the soul, that's called being in the mode of goodness. And that's generally not where people are at. So Just a good act, a charitable act, doesn't make someone in a mood of goodness, or even if someone has one of the traits of the mood of goodness, that's not enough. You have to have all of the traits of the mood of goodness, which Krishna describes in the 14th chapter. So just because someone takes care of a cow, even if he does take care of him for the entire lifetime, and say does it in a similar way as we do it, that doesn't put him in the mood of goodness. That just doesn't mean that it just means that he's not slaughtering cows. That's all. As far as the second part is about respect to cows and special respect and the extra karma that comes from abusing cows, Vaishnavas are meant to respect all life. We respect all living entities, ants, cows, tigers, birds, human beings of any gender. So that respect should be there. And when you disrespect, then you get a reaction. We respect them. Why? Because the same soul is present within the body of every different type of living entity. And so is the super soul, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, respect needs to be shown. But we show respect differently. For instance, we show respect to a tiger different than we show respect to a cow. A tiger is also an animal that has rights, and he has a certain function, because Krishna has created him to perform a function, which is to keep in check animal population in the jungle. I don't know. Devotees been to India recently, but there's this nationwide campaign to save the tigers. There's only something like a few hundred tigers left living in reserves in India. Why? Because they've been hunted to extinction or near extinction. So there's sinful reaction to that. Why is there sinful reaction? Because you're not respecting the rights of another citizen of this planet, the tiger. Neither are you respecting the role for which Krishna has created him, and therefore you're also disrespecting Krishna as well. So there's sinful reaction that comes with that. But the role of a tiger in human society, or in human society, is not as immediate and not as important. It's also important, but it's not as important as that of a cow. And that's where we get to our question, is that why is cow protection so important? And let's just qualify what cow protection means, because sometimes there's a funny approach to cow protection. I know when that we have our Govardhan Puja Festival, and at that time I usually try to, for our new cows, get support, sponsorship for our cows. People are easily or more easily convinced to sponsor cows than they are to sponsor bulls or oxen, because for them cow protection is about cows, the ones that give milk, but not about the ones that plow the earth and do the other type of work, the male species. So somehow or another, there's really a perception of prejudice, or there's a prejudice against the male species, because we always say cow protection, cow protection. Cow protection means bull protection, oxen protection, and everyone is everyone should keep that in mind as well, is that we're equally disposed to the male species, and cow protection includes them as well. And why are they very important? Because they play such an integral role. Krishna says, Tasya kartaram apimam vidya kartaram. He's established Varnashram society. He's established a social structure. And in the same way as he has this Chaturan Varnyam and this Chaturan Ashram, in the same way he's made the cow, which is considered a mother, he's made milk, milk products, the well, let me start the other way. He's made grains, anad bhavanti bhutani, the foodstuffs for human society. So society is based on grains. In order to eat grains, then milk products are necessary, because you're meant to be eating them with milk. So you're meant to be cooking them in the ghee and eating them along with milk. And everyone knows all the benefits of milk and other wonderful milk products. So Krishna has set up milk as being the media, as being the foodstuff along with grains that humans humans are meant to eat. And along with milk is the role of the oxen and the bull in order to actually till the soil, help harvest the grains, and do other types of work that's necessary, not by tractor, but by the role of the bull. So society, therefore, you can't be any more directly connected to human society than being responsible for what humans are eating. So the cow and the bull are therefore so essentially linked to what we eat and how we live, that therefore they deserve special recognition. In the way, for instance, we make a distinction between human life and animal life, because they're more important. Human life has the opportunity for full self-realization, and animals don't, so they're given special recognition. Similarly, even amongst animal species, the cow is given special recognition, and that's why it's sacred. It's sacred because humans are sacred, and in order to facilitate the sacred humans' life, therefore cows and oxen have been given to us so that we can actually fulfill our mission, sacred mission in life, which is going back to Godhead. And that's socially designed, it's based and built around the cow and protection of cows, oxen, and bull. And therefore there is greater karmic reaction when these animals are mistreated or, what to speak of, slaughtered. Final word, but it's everyone's responsibility. This is not just a podcast from Shivaram Swami, but this is a responsibility that Krishna has given everyone, and Srila Prabhupada has also given us, to take care of and protect cows. It's not just, for instance, here in Hungary, the business of the devotees in New Brajadam to take care of their herd, or, for instance, at Bhaktivedanta Manor, that they should take care of their cows. Although Vaishnavas are vegetarian and they don't kill cows, but at the same time, they're also meant to be protecting cows. So it's one thing not to do bad, and it's also another thing not to be doing good. Every devotee, especially devotees who are living in cities and who don't directly, are not connected to cow protection by serving cows or herd of cows as in our farming communities, they should take the responsibility for sponsoring cows so that their lives are actually directly connected with service to the cows. If they don't, they're also committing a sin. That's my humble opinion. They're committing a sin because they're not maintaining their duty of cow protection. They have to do something practical other than just talk about it or preach about it, that this is what we believe in. It's not just a belief. It's something that we're meant to do. Everyone's meant to do. It's everyone's. Like, everyone's business is to chant Hare Krishna. So everyone's business is to protect the cows, first thing. The other thing is because it will help keep our perspective very clear about what life is all about, that life is meant to be dependent upon the protection of these wonderful animals, of these sacred animals, that it's not dependent upon our factories, our businesses, producing consumer goods, our going to university and doing all of these other things. They're worth nothing if you can't eat. Ultimately, society, with all of its wealth and opulence that you may say is unmatched from previous ages, has a shortage of food, and the price of food is constantly increasing more and more because we're neglecting the laws, the sacred laws that Krishna has given us as to how we should live and eat. So to keep that in perspective, keep our own perspective on this, it's important that everyone plays a role in cow protection, and therefore wherever they may be, whatever country they may be, devotees should sponsor and help the maintenance of cows and cow herdsmen in their local goshalas. Then they're doing their spiritual duty. Otherwise, they may be vegetarians, they may not be slaughtering cows and so on, but neither are you doing anything constructive. You may be talking about cow protection, but what are you doing about it? And if you're not doing something about it, then you may have to answer to Krishna for that, because he's expecting all devotees to do that. It's all devotees' responsibility, not just the responsibility of some. So, that's the sacred cows. Hare Krishna.